But of course, it's not that, because in spiritual terms, ordinary human consciousness is a kind of sleep also. To be identified completely with one's conditioned thinking and emotion, those that movement, to be totally identified with that is a kind of dream, conditioned. And so most humans are still in it, but many, many more than ever before are now waking up out of that. But to see in yourself, to verify it in yourself, that it is a kind of dream to be in that. Because, and it creates a certain reality that corresponds to your conditioning. You interpret through the veil of this dream, through the old interpretations and reactions, you interpret the events and people and situations around you. So everything, it gets incorporated into the dream world. So you see nothing then as it is, because you impose your dream on it. Human beings that come into your life, situations that you are in, you don't see it as it is. You only see your story about it. And then a moment comes when you wake up and you see the possibility of relating, of being and relating without the otherwise compulsive mental interpretations that you have. Sometimes when we speak of allowing this moment to be as it is, which is the essential spiritual practice, people think what we are talking about is like allowing their interpretation of this moment. They cannot distinguish between this moment and their, the way in which they interpret this moment, how they personalize it. So you could be sitting on a park bench, and you may have heard this teaching that says, allow this moment to be as it is. And then you think, okay, I'm a former CEO of that company who lost his position due to evil people around him, and then soon later was left by his wife. His children don't like him. So this man is saying, okay, this moment, what I need to accept is that my life is in ruins. It's come to nothing. Here I sit, penniless, on this bench. 30 years of hard work, nothing to show for it. It's all gone. So what I need to accept now is that my life is a complete mess and totally in ruins. That's a story. So the man is confusing a story with this moment. And he is imposing a story on this moment. That's one story. There are many other possible stories. The reality is always much more simple than the story. The story is this bench, this energy field sitting here, sensing the aliveness in the inner body, the trees, the birds, the clouds, the air, the sound of the leaves in the wind, the aliveness of it all, vibrant, without needing to tell yourself anything. You sense that, you see it. This moment is the simplicity of sitting here on a park bench and watching the aliveness all around. What do you need to interpret? You accept this moment as it is, and then you put your hand in your pocket and you pull out $2. That's what I have here, $2. All right.